escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's see, you got the text?
Yeah, it says, okay. After listening to you for a very long time, well over 10 years, and watching Fox News, I would trust them way before I would trust you. Your show is a circus. I enjoy the laughter I get with the far-left radical views that you push.
Well, I don't think I push far-left radical views. I really don't. I mean, I don't think this person knows what far-left radical views are. Now, you can say you trust me over Fox News, but Fox News had to pay $787 million because it lied to you. Fox News lied to you. They knew they were lying to you, and they had to pay $787 million. It was essentially a punishment, a fine. I've never had to pay any fines. I've never had to pay any fines for lying because I don't lie on this show. So you can say you can choose to believe Fox News, but that doesn't mean that Fox News is telling you the truth. We're telling you the truth on this show. I don't have an agenda, contrary to what many people believe. I don't have an agenda. I am honest about Donald Trump, but that doesn't mean I can't be a Republican. It doesn't mean I can't be a conservative. In a lot of ways, I am conservative. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm a registered independent. I am a rare unicorn in talk radio, and I love it. And I describe myself as a radical moderate. And I'll go through this again very briefly.
Oh, what do you mean? You're a radical moderate. You can't be a radical moderate. Moderate, radical, those two words don't go together.
Well, yes, they do, because look, here's the deal. Moderate became known as people who were sitting on the fence who didn't really have an opinion. Oh, I'm moderate. I don't care. You know, I mean, whatever happens, happens. No, that's not what moderates are. Moderates are people who are not right. They're not left. They're not a Republican. They're not a Democrat. Moderates are people who are in the middle. They're not in the middle in terms of being wishy-washy. They're not in the middle in terms of not having an opinion. They're in the middle in terms of not being part of either political tribe. And so I like to describe myself as a radical moderate because I think I'm a very radical moderate in that I have really strong opinions when it comes to every single issue. And every title, every label doesn't always make sense. I just like the sound of radical moderate, and I know that I'm not alone. And I know many of you are actually radical moderates too, because you have opinions when it comes to every issue, but every opinion is not filtered through the same myopic political prism. When it comes to the different issues, you decide how you feel. You're conservative on some issues. You're liberal on other issues. And by being a radical moderate, you are less likely to be hypocritical because you're honest. If you're a hardcore right-wing radical Republican and you are for legalizing marijuana, or if you're for same-sex marriage, well, that doesn't jibe with that. So that's why it just makes so much sense to be a radical moderate, to have opinions when it comes to every issue, but you just don't feel the same about every issue. It's not all Republican, it's not all Democrat. So, yeah, and again, I had a brief conversation with somebody on Substack last night when she was critical of me about something, and then I texted her back and said, whoa, wait a minute, I'm not a left-wing radical. I'm a radical moderate. I'm this, and I explained what I was, and she goes, well, I mean, you know, I'm a conservative, but I'm not a Republican. Is that okay? And I said, sure, that's okay. Anyway, I would love for you to join me on Substack. It's an extension of our show. You can comment there. It's a Substack. Just go to Substack.com, download the app, and then subscribe to Scoot on the Air, and you'll get a chance to comment on what I post, and I'm posting several videos a day. Facebook is pretty much a thing of the past for me. I'm doing a few things on Facebook, but most of it now is focused on Substack, and I'll read some of the comments from Scoot on the Air Substack in just a little while.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get to
were talking, we had a few texts that came in. One says,
okay,
you might not see yourself, but all your listeners do. You are a liberal Democrat to the core. And another one says, come on, Scoot, you spin everything around and you are a leftist liberal. You definitely are not a radical moderate. And what I believe is happening, Scoot, is that these people are judging you by the things that you disagree with and not what you actually believe. Like, they're taking, I don't agree with this and I don't agree with that. And they're taking what you disagree with as, all right, since he doesn't like this, that must mean he's liberal, because most liberals don't like this, instead of judging you by what you actually believe. They're judging you by what you don't like instead of what you do like, if that makes any sense.
It makes a lot of sense. So let me just take a moment. I'm a leftist liberal, okay? I believe in welfare reform. That's part of being a leftist liberal, right? I want welfare reform. If you're able-bodied and you get welfare, you should work. Yeah, that's part of being a leftist liberal, right? I am very strongly for the Second Amendment. Yeah, that's part of being a leftist liberal. I am for smaller government. Yeah, that's part of being a leftist liberal. I am for I'm for lower taxes. Yeah, that's part of being a leftist liberal. I am for same-sex marriage based on right to privacy. I'm not a leftist liberal supporting same-sex marriage or abortion based on anything other than right to privacy. And right to privacy is part of being a true conservative. Because to be a true conservative, you are for power to the individual and less power to the government. So I am truly more of a conservative than a lot of people listening to this show who hypocritically want the government to tell people what to do with their bodies and who they can marry. That's not being a true conservative. So in a lot of ways, my conservative values are more in line with true conservative ideology. But when it comes to some things, yeah, legalizing pot. I'm not a pot smoker. I don't plan on smoking pot. I go to Portland on a regular basis several times a year. I could easily smoke pot when I'm in Portland, and I don't. So I'm at a point in my life where I just don't choose to smoke pot. I did in the past. I loved it in the past, but there was a time when I just stopped smoking pot because I realized that I was, you know, just a little bit too laid back. You know, hey, man, everything's good. No, I really wasn't that bad. But I think I realized that I needed to be a little more ambitious. Now, I know that there's pot out there that's a lot different than the pot that I had back in the day, like the Maui Waui and the Acapulco Gold. I know that there's different strains of pot. And if I wanted to be jazzed up a little bit, maybe there's pot for me or edibles for me out there. But I'm not really interested in that, you know? I mean, I'm cool with my life the way it is. Don't really drink. Have a glass of wine now and then, or, you know, maybe if I have wine, maybe I'll have two or three, or, you know, eight or ten. No, I'll have two or three. Right now, if I drank a glass of wine, I would be totally buzzed because my tolerance would be so low. So, you know, it doesn't make me Superman or anything like that. I just choose not to smoke pot. I mean, and there's, look, I don't need it to be legal to smoke it. It's essentially not illegal. It's essentially decriminalized here, so not worried about really getting busted or anything, but I just choose not to. But I am for legalization of marijuana because I think people should be able to make that choice in their life. And that, too, is based on conservative ideology. There are a lot of people who think they are true conservatives, and they're not. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. All right. When we come back, we'll talk about the trash conversation I had last night sitting at a table overlooking that beautiful channel that leads out into the glorious waters of Lake Pontchartrain last night at Felix's at West End. It was an interesting conversation. I'm going to share that with you when we come back. And then also, coming up, we'll talk about a new possible rule concerning TSA and going through the TSA line. And I love it. I think you're going to like this new rule, too. I'm Scoot on the Air, and this is WWL.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.